With the Germans all around, where would you meet up with the underground? Where would you go?
My assignments, as we called them, military assignments, the only two I had called for an assassination of traveling higher German military condemned for atrocities both against Poles and Jews. I participated in two of those assassinations.
To what degree?
I had one of the guns that were aimed at them. We knew that the car stopped, so we were successful, and all the occupants of the cars were rubbed out. I knew that. So both of them were successful in rural Poland. Apparently, the underground knew that they would be traveling from point A to point B, and they told us to assemble. We would be doing that in sets of not more than three or four to assassinate somebody, especially a German officer. I participated in two. All my other assignments were peaceful and bloodless.
So there were three or four of you then?
Yes.
And you knew the car would come to a certain stop?
From what direction to what direction. And our job was to stop that car and make sure that everyone in that car was dead when we left. The getaway route was given to us. And in both of my assassination assignments, it proved to save my life. Because the Germans descended there within hours and combed large areas of the adjoining land for people who didn't belong there. And in both cases, I managed to escape thanks to obeying the withdrawal orders.
So the German car would naturally stop there?
No.
And you would come up and stop the car?
We would stop. Well,
why would a German stop for you?
Well, we aimed for the driver first.
So you were standing on the side of the road, and it was a natural stop anyway, and then you just would shoot. Fire away right away.
Right. Start shooting, then we would approach the car, make sure everybody was dead inside, because we never knew, and they never told us how many people would be in the car. They wouldn't give us the name of the person that they really intended to die. But we knew that one of those people was a high official.
And they were there by themselves? No other cars or anything?
No,
they were there
car.
By themselves.
In neither case was the high official's car escorted by other cars.
So you get out of there. Was that a happy time that you were able to do that? I mean, you were fighting the Germans. Officers in the underground, they compliment you? Did you get any recognition?
Never. The most we got is with the next order, they would refer to a successful action of such and such a name. The action had a name, so-and-so operation.
You were 19 years old.
Yes.
This had to be emotionally draining.
Scared to death each inch of the way. Absolutely scared to death.